Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Noelle. This is episode 62, Inner Inspiration or Outer Inspiration. That is the title of this episode. We're talking about when to listen to the outer influences inspired by outer voices and opinions and topics and discussions, and when to listen to our own inner knowing, our own inner guidance, intuition, and wisdom. Sometimes it can all get a little murky and clouded as to when to let other outside influences influence us and when not to. Obviously, everybody's being inundated with so much information all day long, especially if you're on your phone, on a computer, or if you watch TV, movies, listen to music, anything of the sorts. It's very hard to avoid outside noise. And we're being influenced all the time, like it or not, whether you're aware of it or not. It's all getting absorbed. So if the TV's on in the background, or a podcast is on, or you're hearing people discuss things, or whatever it is, we actually need to be more cautious and more protective of our energy now more than ever before, because there's never been more noise coming at us more frequently than there is now. So this title and this episode is based on inspiration and influence, and how we're influenced, when we're influenced, and when to decipher for yourself when to tune out all that other noise and really let your own inner guidance system take over. You know, we're all being driven by our own intuition. That is really a guiding force in all of our lives. The problem is most of the time, or a lot of the time, we can let other ideas or opinions influence us or drive us in a different direction than maybe we would have driven on our own. That can be great sometimes, and that can also be detrimental at other times. So I believe anything slowing down our greatest potential is probably not necessarily in our greatest good. So anything that takes us off course can be, you know, kind of a negative experience. So when to know when to listen to our own inner guidance, our own inspiration, and when to let other people in or other outside influences inspire us, and how to tell the difference. So I hope you enjoy this episode. If you want individualized, customized help getting aligned with the right energetic frequency for yourself so that you can call in everything that you want for yourself very quickly, or one specific thing, reach out, set up a consult with me, and we will get you right on track fast, easy, and right away. And let me know what you think of this episode. Reach out privately, leave a review, leave comments wherever you hear the episode, and on with the show. I love you. There's a fine line between the need to prove to everyone how great your life is and the desire to inspire others that so many things are possible that maybe they don't see yet. But if they see that you can do it and that you've helped others do it, then maybe they'll have more hope. So there is a fine line. And on social media now, it's easy to get confused between who's trying to prove and show off and fake the funk, and the genuine people who really walk the talk and feel very good by helping and inspiring. How do you know the difference? How can you tell the difference? Well, I'm not here to tell you how to tell the difference, because only you can decipher that for yourself. That's down to your own intuition and your own sets of conditioning for yourself. What I can say, though, is that it's important for you to be your own inspiration as much as possible. Yes, we are surrounded by people within our lives who are inspiring, who will act as mentors. They're going to act as teachers, as guides. And that's so important. We all need other people to show us the way sometimes. That's how we learn. We learn from one another. It's so important, though, to dig deep into yourself and connect with the greater consciousness to remind yourself how powerful you are, how all-knowing you are, and allow that energy to flow through you as often as possible throughout your day. When you get better at connecting to that energy, you tend to look less and less and less for the outside reinforcements that will show up on your social media feed or online or on TV, because you'll start to trust your own inner guidance system so much more. So I really do encourage you to practice getting quiet and tuning into the inner knowing and the greater consciousness that flows through each and every one of us continually every second of the day, and not need that outside influence from other people. I personally enjoy watching people win. I actually get a smile on my face when I see people being happy, overcoming challenges, accomplishing things. It actually physically creates the feelings of endorphins and happiness. I love seeing people happy and doing things that make them happy and being in beautiful relationships and exploring their own life. I actually love witnessing that. And I also especially love people overcoming obstacles and finding that inner strength within themselves. These are the stories, the experiences I love to witness and watch and learn from and see, because if I never saw somebody climb to the top of Mount Everest, I would never know that was possible. And to me, that's an example of inspiration. If I never read a book on how to heal from a chronic illness, somebody's personal testimony on how they did it, then I might never know that it's possible. So there's millions of examples of this. And that's why, yes, it's important to allow others to positively influence us and inspire us and show us that it is possible. But again, there's a fine line between the provers and the fakers, which is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the desire to prove or the feeling the need to fake it till you make it. There's nothing wrong with that. But for you, where you are in your life, you have to decide who you want to tune into, who you want to let inspire you. And I find that the people who do the most inspiring are often the quietest. They're not the ones screaming in your face every single second of the day online. It's not always the case. You know, everybody needs different types of influence. Some people respond more to louder voices and hyped up energy and a strong perseverance and persuasion personality. And others will respond better to maybe a quieter persuasion or education or tone of voice. Everybody's going to resonate with different frequencies. But I do encourage you to get really good at tuning into your own inner guidance, your own inner influence, your own inner connection to the greater consciousness. And that is a tapped in resource that you have access to 24 hours a day that will always lead you in the right direction. But I applaud the people who put it out there for us to be inspired by their life, their accomplishments, their achievements, their overcoming obstacles. I always applaud people like that. It takes a lot of bravery to put yourself out there for criticism and, you know, to be knocked down and jealousy and envy and all sorts of things. So it takes a lot to do that. And I applaud that. So you choose who you want to pay attention to. And just also know that that algorithm, that knows what you want to see. It knows what you're going to react to. Algorithms are very, very, very smart. And they know what you're going to emotionally respond to and keep clicking on and keep watching for longer than something else you're not interested in. So pay attention to that. And I just want to tell you, you are your greatest inspiration, always and forever. I love you.